Welcome, everyone, to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf as the Eagles prepare for the Chicago Bears, the preseason opener, 8 o'clock on Friday. Watch it on 6ABC in Philadelphia. And Bo, we've finally gotten to this point here. Time to talk about what we are looking for in preseason game number one. Why don't you start with the defense?
I'll start with the defense, and it starts with the first overall pick, Marcus Smith, the second. And we talked a little bit about this on yesterday's show, which feels like forever ago, but I think that being able to see Marcus Smith in live action should be exciting. And then beyond that, this young defensive line, the guys like Bo Allen, Taylor Hart, even Joe Kruger, who we haven't seen play since last year's preseason, I want to see how they do when the action's live. Can they get after the quarterback? Can they stop the run?
The big question for the Eagles offense, of course, going into this game, and as you look beyond the preseason through the first four games of the regular season, the right tackle position with Alan Barbary starting in place of the suspended Lane Johnson. So this will be Barbary's first chance to go out there, get some timing going with Todd Harriman's, work on the edge, and really, I anticipate that the Eagles will come out and throw the football, see how he does in pass protection.
That's right. Chip Kelly says probably about one or two series, hopefully 10 to 15 snaps for that first-team offense.
Otherwise, for the offense, it's all about really the young players, is it not? We know about Nick Foles, and we know about LeSean McCoy, etc., but what do we know about Jordan Matthews, who's been so sensational in this preseason training camp period? What about Josh Huff, who's been kind of the quiet understudy third-round draft pick? Some young offensive linemen who the Eagles really want to emerge. And then, of course, behind Foles, how does it shake out in terms of the depth chart at the quarterback position?
Matt Barkley, Mark Sanchez, G.J. Kinney, who's going to come out and impress us? Who are we going to be talking about on Saturday morning?
They will both get a lot. All three of them should get some reps, and certainly Sanchez and Barkley will see a lot of playing time. By the way, Eagles fans, you can check out Episode 2 of The Journey, presented by AAA, featuring Marcus Smith II, Bo Allen, and other new Eagles faces. It airs today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. One of the players we talked about, Bo, quarterback Matt Barkley, in year number two with the Philadelphia Eagles, saw a little bit of playing time last year. Now the Eagles want to see him take the next step, and he's expected to get some playing time in the preseason opener against the Bears. Well, he had a chance to go one-on-one with Chris McPherson, our Gatorade one-on-one with Matt Barkley. We'll hear from him on the other side here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
The world-famous fries you love, plus a shake of three new flavors you add. Introducing McDonald's Shaken Flavor Fries. And right now, you can get a free medium-sized Shaken Flavor Fries at McDonald's when you purchase any large sandwich Thursday, August 7th through August 9th. So you better get shaken.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. You make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Daydreaming again?
Oh, yeah.
About your dream car?
Yeah.
Black with red stripes. Cool.
How do you know?
You've been staring at that new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yep, Muscle Car Money. I could win up to $100,000. Or Dodge Challenger RT Classic.
Want to see your dreams come to life? You could scratch your way to instant winning today.
Fuzzy dice. Nice.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and here for our one-on-one interview presented by Gatorade, we have second-year quarterback Matt Barkley. And Matt, the first thing I have to ask you, it's a little football-related, and it's only because after the training session, the quarterbacks went and did sliding drills. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. We, as a group, we went into the indoor, brought up the slip and slide,
okay,
and practiced getting down, mainly for our number one QB, working on his sliding skills, helping him out. It was a group effort. but we saw improvement, which was good. It brought me back to my old baseball days.
So you're natural. Sliding. You don't have an issue with it.
I never struggled with it. No. Okay. It came naturally to me, and from playing baseball and whatnot. But it was a fun little session. Didn't really feel like you were in camp at all, but we were learning a football skill as well, so beneficial.
All right, so man, I have to ask you, who is tougher to deal with, Chip Kelly or your wife Brittany?
That's a tough question.
I know. It's nothing but hard-hitting questions here on Philadelphia.com.
I'd say tougher to deal with, I'd say Chip. I'd say Chip. My wife can be tough at times, but I know I'm with her forever. And as much as I'd like to think I'm with Chip forever, that is not going to be the case one way or the other. Eventually,
so you gotta make it work.
My career will end or my time here will be done. So you never know what's going to happen. You're always on pins and needles. But they both challenge me and you know, push you to be the better man.
Now, there are times you come home, long day of practice, tough game or something like that, and it's like, honey, I'm tired. And she's like, you got to do stuff around the house.
You got to take the trash out. Exactly. You got to take the dog out to go to the bathroom or go for a walk, go for a bike ride down the Schuylkill River with her. I've done it all.
Okay.
But she is an athlete herself too, so she knows what it's like to come home from a hard day's work or coming home from camp. So she's been very awesome with the transition from college to being married and being out here on her own. She couldn't have done anything better.
Now, you first met her in kindergarten?
That's right, 5 years old, yeah.
Did she impress you with her finger painting skills, or?
I just thought she was always a cutie. We always had a crush on her,
okay.
And she kind of liked me. We couldn't date till we were 16, though. Our parents wouldn't let us. So, a week after her 16th birthday,
really?
I asked her out, and we dated all through high school. Took a little break in college, but pretty much dated 3 years doing distance in college, and got back together, knowing that she'd be the one that I was going to marry. So, it's cool to be, you know, spending life with your best friend all the time.
So how important is it for you to have that support system, especially when you're coming into the league, getting adjusted to a new city, new surroundings, you're a professional athlete? How important is it having that support system already in place?
I think it's huge. And she knows football, too. She's not naive to everything.
Okay.
So she knows football. She knows the ups and downs of the sport. She knows how taxing it can be on your body and your mind. But she's always been a steady shoulder for me to, you know, to support, to be supported by, and her encouragement is nonstop. It's pretty amazing, just the joy and encouragement. She's not, her emotions don't go with the teams. It seems like a lot of people, a lot of fans in this city, their emotions are with the team, and mine are to a certain extent. But she's always been even keel, and no matter what the situation is in my work, I come home and there's joy and it's a loving environment.
How would you describe what the last 12 months like for you from a professional standpoint?
A lot of learning, both, you know, off the field with marriage and mm-hmm. living in a new city, and with on the field with a new offense, and learning what it means to be a pro and to keep care of your body and to recover and to nutrition and hydrate and sleep, all the thing that Chip Kelly's been emphasizing. I really think I've learned a whole lot from being here that I probably would not have learned if I was in another program or another team.
Now, Matt, as the most prolific quarterback in the history of USC, you had a chance to meet a lot of great people, and one of them is a former Olympian, a war hero who recently passed away in Louis Zamperini. Can you tell us exactly who he was and what he meant to you?
Yeah, he is the ultimate example of what it means to be a hero. And whenever I was asked that question, who was my hero growing up or whatever, I always said my dad, because he was. And then I met Louis. I added him to that list because he exemplifies courage and humility and going above and beyond what was called of him in the utmost fashion. And just his story, if you haven't read Unbroken, highly suggested before the movie comes out. It's unbelievable, just his determination when he was a POW and how he was able to stand up against all odds. And after the war, when he came back, to have the ability to go back and forgive the Japanese soldiers who tormented him and to tell his story, you know, not to shy away from it years later, decades later even, you know, after he got out of the war, but to encourage others and encourage, you know, young students like myself to stand up against the odds and beat them.
Matt Barkley, our guest here on our weekly one-on-one interview presented by Gatorade. Thank you very much for checking us out here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
My Bobopedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Chandler sofa has Bobopedic seat cushions,
dual push-button power recliners,
power headrests,
drop-down table with two power outlets, a USB port, and an overhead light.
Lighted cup holders and extra storage.
Now available in brown.
At the same great price, only $11.99.
No wonder my Bob's Discount furniture keeps growing and growing.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets courtesy of Comcast SportsNet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhillyWeekly for your chance to get lower-level seats to every home game this season.
Well, we welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And as the Eagles prepare to open up their season on Friday night, you, I'm sure, are preparing to open up your fantasy season. Drafts aplenty this month. And with that in mind, we caught up with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com for the first edition of this year's Fantasy Spin. Well, as we get ready for the Eagles regular season, we, of course, get ready for the fantasy regular season. And with that in mind, we bring in Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com for our Fantasy Spin segment. And, Joe, let's talk a little bit about general strategy for your draft. I think two things we want to talk about. First of all, waiting on quarterbacks this year. Sure, you could get a guy like Nick Foles in the third or fourth round, but so deep at the position, you want to wait a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, Bo. And I don't think I'm saying anything that's particularly revolutionary here, but I think a lot of fantasy sites, and I'm going to agree with them, they're touting just wait on the quarterback position this year. There is excellent depth. And what I'm saying is it's not that Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees aren't better than everybody, but the fact of the matter is it's easier to make up points at the quarterback position because in most leagues you're only starting one of the quarterbacks. So if you go into the middle rounds and you can get a guy like Matthew Stafford, or you get a guy like Nick Foles, or you get Tony Romo, Jay Cutler, all these guys are available later rounds than Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees, and it allows you to load up on other positions at the beginning of the draft. And I especially preach this strategy in an auction league. I'm always one of the last guys to pluck a quarterback in my auction leagues because I just tend to find values at that position. Typically, it's the exact opposite with the running back position. You want to be one of the first to poach a running back in an auction league. But those quarterbacks, getting a guy like Cutler or Luck or Stafford or Foles or Kaepernick, it's just so much more affordable to find one of these guys than it is to go after Manning, Rodgers, and Brees.
And it seems like there is a bit of a shift in fantasy football. A few years ago, it was pound running backs early, get your running backs early. You're telling us that it's probably more receivers and tight ends early. You want to wait at least for your second running back in the middle rounds.
Right, Bo, and I still want that stud. I want a Shady McCoy. I want Jamal Charles. I want Eddie Lacy. I want Adrian Peterson if I can get that guy. But one thing I'm really advocating this year is if I don't get that guy, I don't want to reach and try to find a guy that, I have to convince myself to take him in the first round.
Right.
I don't want to have to convince myself to take Le'Veon Bell in the first round if I really don't want him there. So one thing I've been saying this year is kind of wait on your number two running back. I think you can mix and match. So if you get Shady McCoy, say you pick number one or number two and you can get Shady, I'm not freaking out about my number two running back spot because I think I can mix and match with getting maybe Shane Vereen in the middle rounds. Maybe I get Trent Richardson as a post-hype guy in the middle rounds. Maybe I go after a couple rookies like Jeremy Hill and Carlos Hyde and try to find the next breakout guy. But I'm not going after Frank Gore in the second or third round because I feel like I need a number two running back. I think that's just a way to guarantee you're going to lose this year.
Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Much more coming your way this season on PhiladelphiaEagles.com with your fantasy spin. Always fun talking to Joe Dolan about fantasy football. You ready for your drafts, Dave?
I've given up fantasy football. I'm lousy at fantasy football. But my question is this. In how many drafts will LeSean McCoy be the first overall pick? I would imagine just about every one, right?
Almost. I think Jamaal Charles is the only guy who some people think goes ahead of LeSean McCoy in PPR formats. But for me, Shady's the guy.
All right. Well, how about Zach Ertz, second-year tight end, expected to be a big, big part of this Eagles offense in year number two. So where does he factor into the fantasy world? We don't know. In the real world, he's a big-time part of the Eagles' offense. Melissa Kelly has him in focus.
Tight end Zach Ertz is going into his second season in the NFL after having a very promising rookie year. He is projected to be one of the most improved players on the Eagles' roster, but he said he's not going to let that put pressure on him.
I mean, all that praise is puts pressure on the outside, but I don't think anybody's going to put more pressure on themselves than myself. I mean, whatever they're saying outside doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I work as hard as I can for as long as I can every day, and that's all I'm focused on.
Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur noticed a big change in Ertz's play in the middle of last season.
Zach Ertz, who did a nice job for us catching the ball, and he's improved in all areas. Near the middle of the season, I think it started to all make sense. He was playing faster, and you saw his production pick up, you know, at that point. And, you know, I think he's kind of picked up where he left off. And so, I anticipate he's very productive this fall.
Head coach Chip Kelly has noticed an improvement in the second-year tight end.
He missed the spring, you know, and it's spring. Preseason camp last year was really our first chance to really start to work with him. So I just think it's he was behind a little bit, but not by any fault of his own. He's a real smart kid, understands exactly what we're trying to do, but then you have to go out and do it. And it's just he missed reps, which was the most important thing. And now I think he's just a lot more comfortable in terms of what we're doing there.
Ertz and the Eagles return to the field tomorrow night at Chicago. You can catch the game locally on 6ABC at 8 p.m. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Thank you very much, Melissa. How about the defensive backfield? Good competition there. Nate Allen and Earl Wolfe battling for a job next to Malcolm Jenkins. And for his part, Allen, the veteran, understands that there's competition all the time in the NFL, and we sat down and talked about that.
Every year is going to be competition, no matter who you are. Nothing's ever set in stone. And, the competition, it just makes us better as safeties. They're rotating a lot of guys in there at safety, and it's just going to make us better as a secondary.
Make sure you tune in just a little bit later tonight. We'll have the entire Nate Allen interview for you right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And if you're more of an Earl Wolfe guy in terms of that safety competition, we caught up with him a little bit more long form on the Eagles Insider podcast this week. Check that out as well.
All right, enough of the chatter. The game is ahead of us. Make sure you're with us the entire way on Friday night. You can tune in on 6ABC at 8 o'clock for the kickoff, the Eagles at the Bears, the preseason opener. And then we'll have live coverage of the Eagles post-game from Soldier Field. It's our press pass here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and, of course, throughout our digital platform. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.